The Scopes Trial. The evidence has changed. Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the groundbreaking book Already Gone. If you read the transcript of the 1925 Scopes Trial, you'll see that leading scientists of the day submitted supposedly irrefutable evidences for evolution. In fact, there are many, many pages of these alleged evidences in the transcript. But there's a very important lesson for us to learn. Back in 1925, some of the supposedly best evidences for evolution included Piltdown man as an ape man, Neanderthal man as ape-like, and the appendix as a useless organ. Well, today we know that Piltdown man was a fraud, Neanderthal man is basically accepted as human, and the appendix is known to have many functions. Since the trial, evolutionists have changed their ideas a lot about evolution. To them, it's okay to change their story a bit, as long as you don't question evolution itself, of course. Next time you hear scientists speak to the media claiming they've all this evidence for evolution, think about the Scopes trial. Learn its lessons. Man's theories change all the time, but not God's word.
Are you aware that many of today's social ills are somehow related to the evolutionary worldview? For some eye-opening reading, we hope you'll call and receive our 96-page pocket guide on what the Bible says about morality. For your gift of any size, we'll send this great resource to you in the mail. Call us 24 hours a day at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on our website of answersoffer.org.